say and what you hear, be in the name of God.
Amen.
Amen. Just want to, in full disclosure here, just check with our AV team. Are the hymns on a loop, or do we need to sing a hymn to catch up? You sure? Great. Okay, we're good then. We are good. I want to begin by sharing our collect of the day, which to me has something that we all need to think about. Let us pray. O God, mercifully receive the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that we may know and understand what things they ought to do, and also have grace and power faithfully to accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. I think it's interesting in our collect that we ask that we understand and know those things that we ought to do. It's an interesting phrase to me, ought to do. Quite often we hear things that we ought to do, but we think, no, I don't really have to do that. Or there is that great word, but. I have to do this, I ought to do this, but in this situation, maybe not. But because I don't want to, or but because it makes me uncomfortable, it's something that I really don't have to pay attention to right this minute. But we ask God in our prayer this morning that we may know and understand those things that we ought to do. Our gospel lesson today. In our gospel, Jesus is talking to his disciples and those who are listening. And he tells the parable of the sower and the seed. And just so that nothing is left to chance, he explains it to them. Now, he doesn't always do this, doesn't often do this. Usually, he lets a parable sort of hang on its own and let its hearers ponder it and work on it and think about it. But today, he sends a very clear message, and he explains what this parable is all about. There have been numerous sermons preached in numerous churches over the years trying to explain who is who and how best we can see ourselves in this parable. Are we the ones who spring up with faith quickly, and then all of a sudden it withers away when something comes along, something that may be better, something that may challenge our beliefs? Or are we like the ones where the seed falls on the good ground that is deeply rooted in the Word of God, deeply rooted in the experience that we share in God's presence, and therefore do the things that God calls us to do? I believe, personally, that I am from time to time all of the above. I think there are times in my life where I've let my faith just sort of spring forth, and then all of a sudden, it's not so, the roots aren't as deep as I want them to be. And then in other situations, I can feel far more rooted, far more knowing what God has called us, called me to do in a given situation. That takes us back to the collect of the day. Lord, we ask that you help us know and understand those things that we ought to do. I'm convinced that we will never really understand what we ought to do until we understand how we relate to the mind of Jesus as we experience it in our lives, as we encounter it in Scripture, and we see it lived out in the world around us. And that anytime we use the word but in our response to what we're called to do, we are not living into the full rootedness of who God has called us to be. We are called to be a people who are mindful a people who are mindful of God's will for us and for the world in which we find ourselves. We are called to be a people who live our lives not for ourselves, but for others. To live our lives knowing full well that what we do and what we say and how we act affects not only us, but every person that we encounter, every person who hears our words, and every person who is affected by our actions. We are a people that are continually called into a deeper relationship with God as we know God in Jesus. And as we become fully rooted in that, we will begin to live the full life that God has intended for us. I used the example over and over again recently, and in our adult rector's forum this morning, we were talking about the simple exercise of wearing a mask. I believe wearing a mask is deeply rooted in Scripture. I believe it is deeply rooted in the life of Jesus Christ, who lived his life not so much concerned with his own well-being, but the well-being of the world that surrounded him. Jesus went to the cross not just to save himself, but Jesus went to the cross to save all of us from ourselves. Wearing a mask can do just that. It is a symbol, it is a witness that we truly believe and know what it is we ought to do. And don't throw any buts in the way. It seems like a trite example, but I really do believe right now, especially at this time, in this place in which we find ourselves, that God is calling us to lead a different sort of life. A life that isn't so much concerned with us, but is concerned for the other. The other doesn't just mean that person with whom you have a conversation. That other doesn't simply mean the clerk in the store when you're wearing a mask to protect them. But it means being mindful and supportive of those in our community who help us live the lives that we've been used to living. Those people who are working in stores, those people who are working in hospitals, those people who are doing the many jobs that keep things moving and keep us comfortable. Our lives are intimately associated with their life. And what we say and what we do and how we live speaks to how rooted we are in the gospel. I could go on and on with so many examples of how our actions speak not only for ourselves, but speak to the people that we love. Over the last weeks, it seems like it's been overwhelming. We have a virus. We have racial unrest. We have people demonstrating for the common cause of decency, so people will know that things aren't as things should be. Let's look beyond ourselves. Let's look beyond our own self-interest and our own petty concerns and open our eyes and open our hearts and open our whole being to be and do those things we ought to do. In the name of the one who lived beyond measure, who loved beyond measure, who gave beyond measure and accepted beyond measure. We are a people called into a relationship with God Himself in the person of Jesus. It is my hope and prayer that together we can be rooted in that, and that our faith in Jesus Christ can spring forth mightily, and the world will see and know that we know what we ought to do. Amen.